October 24th at 6:15 a.m., and the first light is entering the room. With difficulty I write what Jesus dictates. The month devoted to the deceased is coming. Pray for them in the following way. O Jesus, who with your glorious resurrection have shown us what the children of God will be like eternally, grant a holy resurrection to our loved ones who have died in your grace and to us, when our hour comes. For the sake of the sacrifice of your blood, the tears of Mary, and the merits of all the saints, open your kingdom to their spirits. O Mother, whose agony ended at dawn on Easter, before the Risen One, and whose waiting to rejoin your Son ceased in the joy of your glorious Assumption, console our sorrow by freeing from affliction those whom we love even beyond death, and pray for us, who await the time when we shall recover the embrace of those we lost. Martyrs and saints who rejoice in heaven, turn a gaze of entreaty towards God, and a fraternal gaze towards the deceased who are expiating, to pray to the Eternal for them, and say to them, see, peace is opening out for you. Quote, beloved ones, who are dear to us, not lost, but separated, may your prayers be for us the kiss we miss, and when, through our suffrages, you are free in blessed paradise with the saints, protect us by loving us in perfection, united to us through the invisible, active, loving communion of the saints, a foretaste of that perfect reunion of the blessed which will be granted to us, in addition to the bliss of the vision of God, on regaining you just as we had you, but rendered sublime by the glory of heaven. On counting the days, I realize that today the novena for the October 26th deceased begins. Jesus dictated the prayer to me then, so that I would say it in the novena, as well as in November.